Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, you're bleeding me dry!
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&Ds for Nerds adventure. Probiously.
Perhaps as you approach, you remember those bandits you were warned about.
Yeah, well, not immediately, assuming.
Well, I'm always polite and respectful, so it's like, good day.
Hi there, madam. How are you doing this fine morning?
This bridge, she stomps her foot on the wooden bridge beneath her, belongs not to you, not to the local monopolies, not even to the Queen herself. She's about to advance on you when someone from the other side of the bridge calls out, on her side of the bridge, calls out, Now, Jean, there is no reason to fight each other. Hello, my name is Roberta de Hood.
Hello, Roberta,
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Petra.
If you fight against a corrupt system, of course they will label you a bandit.
And which system would this be?
The monopoly of families who control all of Blue
Beach. Yes, it's a problem.
You must sneak your way into the castle. Meanwhile, we will create a distraction. There is to be today an archery tournament for love for the queen. Everyone,
yes.
Merry women, repeat the line.
I'll repeat it along with yours. For love and for the queen.
For love for the queen.
Yes. Well, here we go.
Yeah. Well, we tried. We did our absolute best and it just didn't. It wasn't good enough.
Now we got to kill people.
No, we don't have to kill them. We just got to, incapacitate them.
Yes, well, whatever it takes.
Old man, Petra and Noddy, the three of you square off against the guards.
Adam.
Yeah.
Could you describe what these people look like?
So, the one on the left looks like he takes care of himself, like maybe diet-wise, but he doesn't work out or anything like that.
Okay.
He's got like a blonde curly hair, greenish eyes, and enjoys long walks on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one on the right is another Sebastian. He,
sure. That's statistically anomalous.
he wears a necklace that has a bunch of different holy symbols on it. Like, he can't decide which god he believes in.
Indecisive.
He's kind of thicker, but, like, you can tell there's muscle underneath the fat quite thick. Easily. And he has a name tag stitched into his uniform.
Oh, what does it say? Oh, Sebastian.
Old man.
I'll magic missile one of them. Swing my walking stick up to the head and poof,
left or right. Poof, poof. It'll be important for her spells later.
Which one doesn't have the name tag?
The one on the left.
I'll go left because that one, old man's like, that's ridiculous. I know she'll be able to get something good out of that one.
The pressure.
4 arcane bolts of energy leap from your staff directly into his face. He screams. You deal 4, 7, 13 points. No, 12 points of damage.
Good.
Oh, he goes down. Oh. You blow his head off.
Oh, he died.
Oh, man.
You're like, so didn't you have destroy, to do that. What is it? The parts of his head that are left are just below the eyes and just below the nose, like a curve, sort of like that.
Oh, boy.
But the nose, eyes, that if you make a curve underneath them and draw upwards, that's blown off.
Old man, you didn't need to do that. That was, we just had to.
Exposing brain and skull.
That's too sad. He was just an innocent little fella.
That's a bit much.
Oh, no. It was a bit much, old man.
He topples backwards.
I feel absolutely.
So it's the Sebastian you didn't hit, right?
Yes. All
right, cool.
So just, careful.
Noddy?
Yeah, you're right.
So I use vicious mockery.
Uh-huh.
All right, hang on.
I'm very excited.
No, it's too much. Bye! Bye! It's hard with the voice. Bye! You're the thickest Sebastian I've ever seen with my own two eyes. We're going to pray to a god that you can't pick from.
Just laughing because you didn't stop.
It works.
It works.
You deal 4 points of damage.
Oh,
worth it.
That hurts me a bit.
He starts bleeding from his eyes and then he starts coughing up blood as well.
That's good. We're getting him.
From the thick boy.
Petra?
Right, I'm just going to do a bit of a, you know, smack him twice around the head, non-lethally. Down you go. Smack, smack. Well, by the way, as a bard, you can give us bardic inspiration.
Oh!
You always say bardic.
How? Bardic do I just sing a song?
Yes. It's a bonus action.
You guys are rad!
And we can do
that. Yeah, it's a bonus action, I believe, 3 times a day. Yeah, 3 times a day. You can give them bonuses.
You can do it on your turn as a bonus as well.
Just as a bonus thing, an extra thing that you can do. You can be like, oh, Jackson needs a little help right now. Here, have this, have the bonus. One of my three.
Ooh. Just saying. Oh, I forgot about that. That's going to happen a lot now. Ooh. I know you're non-lethal, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You grab the Sebastian by both of his shoulders, come in close, whisper something beautiful into his ear, and then knee him in the groin. He collapses unconscious.
You're a bit of all right.
Beautiful.
There you go.
I'll just push the body of the other fella into the mud. That's terrible.
This is an accident. You didn't mean to. Like,
no, well, he was just doing his job.
If he'd been more trusting, we could have helped him.
Look, we can justify it however we want, but I'll be paying for that my whole life. Just saying.
Let's just
well, you've not got much left. Yes. It's not so bad.
Well, if you weren't so accurate, I'd be offended.
Highs or lows?
Let's go with highs. No, wait, lows. Always go highs.
Lows, we went.
Okay, when you walk in, you see a stable hand. He's got like a, what do you call it, a saddle for a horse. And he's cowering up near one of the stables. Like, there's nowhere really properly for him to hide. It looks like maybe he spotted what you guys did and is terrified.
I'd like him a gold coin. You didn't see nothing, mate.
I'd like to shuffle my over to be like, don't worry about it, dear. This is just, look, nothing to stress yourself with. Can I pull out a boiled sweet and give it to him?
You give him a coin, a boiled sweet, and a lot of trauma that he might eventually one day be able to tell to a therapist.
Can I put him to sleep?
I mean, I suppose.
Do you guys want that? If I put him to sleep?
You don't need to be put to sleep, do you, mate?
You're doing all right.
He shakes his head slowly, not knowing what you mean by put to sleep.
See, he's all right. I give him a bit of a tussle on the hair.
He flinches right when you touch him.
Right. Well, no, not really much else we can do with this.
Yes. Well, I just want to say to you, boy, that if you go speaking, you're not going to be speaking for long.
This new one is a bit terrifying. This is what this is.
I'm afraid of this one. Let's try.
Just going to keep my distance.
He wets himself.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yay! Goal achieved. Tick.
Right. Well, actually, where's the gentleman Marty? Do you know, fella?
The stable hand with a shaky hand points towards the castle itself, the wooden castle.
Right. Let's jog along.
Very sorry you had to see that. It was just unintentional, and then we leave.
Yes. All right. You make your way inside. You follow the directions you were given. How well do you remember those directions?
Probably.
Pretty sure. Pretty well, actually.
Up, left, right, down here, do a pivot.
You get there without too much trouble. You get to the sheriff's chambers. They're quite spacious, quite nice, set up very beautifully. It's like but it looks more like a boudoir than much else. Chained to the bed, like kind of loosely, like he can get up and walk around, but he's chained to the bed.
Oh.
Is a very handsome young man.
Oh, hello there, do you read? Shush, shush, don't be yelling. We're friends of Roberta.
He sighs with relief. It is a great pleasure to make your acquaintance. My name is the Gentleman Marty. He reaches a hand out.
I'll reach out a hand, so I give him a little shake.
So we introduce ourselves.
Yes.
Put out my hand, as if to be kissed.
He kisses your good. Kisses the back of your hand. I assume this is a rescue.
Yes, indeed. Correct you.
Where is my beloved, though?
Oh, she is performing her archery skills.
She's so talented.
Yes, she was saying. She was saying.
She was saying that she's very good at this archery. Yes.
I'd like to go over to his lock, whatever he's locked up with, see if I can figure out what's going on.
I'm
going to
look around around the room for a key.
It's a chain and a lock.
All right. Good to know.
It's a pretty simple, basic setup. On the dresser, too far away for Marty to get to, you find a key, a big brass key.
Here's the key for it, I believe, so I go and unlock him.
You free him. He thanks each of you in turn, hugs you all, and says, please, we must make haste.
All right, let's go. Anything you need from the sheriff's office you want, Marty?
There is nothing I want, but there is something I wish to do. He walks over to that dresser. There's all these fancy perfumes and makeups laid out on it. He grabs the back of the dresser and gives it a big heave, making it crash to the ground. All the perfumes break. All the makeup mixes and is destroyed.
Ah.
Oh, it smells got you, real bad. Says.
Got him good, I believe.
Oh, yes, right. Smells now, too strong. We've got to leave.
It's making me feel sick.
Perhaps now the sheriff's outside can reflect her inside.
Oh, goodness, you're just a golden boy.
Righty, we'll lead the gentleman, Marty.
Back on his way out, he makes special note to step on a very nice hairbrush.
Oh, flourishes. The flourishes.
Okay, you're making your way out. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows? What did you do with the other guard? You rolled the one you killed into the the moat.
I don't know. I assume we just left him there, really? We didn't tie him up or anything?
Yes, I think we just kind of left him there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. From a level below you, you hear someone yelling, this way. He said there was this way.
Mm. Oh, that child better not have gone and snitched.
That's the bestian. Oh, that child. No, that's the bestian.
Piss covered boy.
I say it's best if you just secrete yourself somewhere away whilst we take care of the what's going
rest
on
of
here?
The riffraff.
He nods. Thank you. Thank you. He hides himself as best he can. Oh, yeah, geez.
Clops into a big vase is what I keep imagining.
Perhaps you teach him how to go predator.
We're good.
I forget you guys were going predator
earlier.
That reminds
me of my second husband, just disappearing into the night.
There's like maybe a suit of armor. Like, you know how a castle will have suits of armor lying around? He climbs into one of those, and it's like a perfect disguise.
that's so beautiful.
Charging round the corner, a bunch of guards. I'm going to say 4 in total appear. You guys get the drop on them, so each of you gets just a free round.
Cool.
All right, then.
Old man will go with you first.
Chromatic orb and let's go fire. Why not?
All right. You hurl a chromatic orb at the lead guard. It strikes him dead center in his chest.
Cook, motherfucker.
Deal 19 points of damage. The ball of fire engulfs the guard. He screams, falls to his knee, and then collapses. His body continues to burn.
Oh, there we go. That's
well, me.
Old man, you are very powerful.
Like, naughty. Sometimes I can be. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Naughty.
A brief description of what I'm seeing, please.
There are three guards looking at their burning compatriot. One of them is female. She's in her late 40s. She looks like maybe a reserve guardist, perhaps. Her uniform is a bit slapdash, so perhaps she was in a hurry, like, you know, suddenly roused and told what was going on. She is going a bit gray. One of the male guards is probably just came of age. He's got like a broken nose. It looks like maybe he got broken in a fight, and he's got a cut lip, so maybe the fight was recent. He's kind of weedy. But he can wield his sword well enough. The final one, he also has Sebastian stitched into his armor, into his tunic. He's wearing his tunic upside down. He also looks like he came here in quite a hurry. But his armor is a lot more put together than the ladies. It looked like he focused on his armor, but that's kind of all he spent his time with. Instead of having a proper sword, he just has a club. Maybe a weapon he grabbed along the way.
Okay.
She's carefully here.
Ooh. Every time I have to choose, I feel like Lord Farquaad when he has to pick one of the
eat
princesses.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. We
pick
like
number three,
me
lord. They're all good. I just okay. I lock eyes with boy with broken nose.
Yeah,
and I say. I'm so sorry.
My boy with a very crooked nose looking at a fire. Oh, I'm so sorry. You got a nose like a witch's broomstick, as crooked as she is. You're going to look at a fire, catch your nose on fire, you're going to fly away and your
it just keeps going. It just keeps going. That's the best part. All damage, whatever. Oh, no damage.
Oh.
He resists. Oh. When you try to weave what? Magical words around him, it doesn't happen very often. Does
why is he, what is he going to feel good about himself?
He
doesn't
have a chance.
For.
He's just the first one who rolled high enough.
Oh, why does he feel good about himself? No
his
one's
self-esteem
allowed.
Is too strong. You can't bring him down.
I like this one. Is
it because youth play into it?
Youth probably plays a big role, yeah. Petra, it's your turn.
Right, I'm going to spend one of my key points,
hey.
And I'm going to smack each one in turn.
All right.
Bop, bop, bop. Just bang, bang, and then a bang.
Do just a little damage to each of them.
Yes. Non-lethal.
You punch the woman in the face. You miss the kid. You definitely miss Sebastian as well.
Never mind then. Just got them. Just
you wave to them like, hello.
Never mind then.
You launch in among them in a series of blows that perhaps you think will make you look like a big, tough fighter, but actually kind of just makes you look like, you know, just smacking the wall.
There I am, just doing a bit of tumbling. It's all right.
You deal 6 points of damage to her. Her nose, well, there's more than one broken nose now.
Hey, that's all right.
Now Sebastian's the odd one out.
Then it is their turn. As you are the only one standing next to them, Petra. Mm,
that's all right.
They
Wait, I thought we got the drop on them.
Yeah, we did.
Did get
Old
the ma'am,
it's
him.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. Old ma'am. I'm going to shocking grasp one.
All right. You charge forwards, grab which one?
Come here, you little bitch.
They're all identified now.
I'll get the lady.
Shocked by the line, come here, you little bitch. She offers no resistance when you grab her arm.
What do you want, dearie?
What?
You're a mean old woman, old man.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
From the termites in your team.
You deal 3 points of damage.
Got her.
She starts convulsing.
Shit, yes.
Then it is Noddy's turn.
I use dissonant whispers.
Go on.
On the boy who resisted my insulting charms.
I'm going to get hurt by this.
Go on.
You don't have to say a thing for dissonant whispers.
Yeah.
Oh, dissonant whispers.
Yeah.
Oh, no. His self-esteem is just fucking amazing, though. He only takes half damage. Hey, so with this one, you still deal damage, but he doesn't run away from you, and he only takes half.
As it's happening to him, and I can see he's only getting half damage, I say, watch your secret, boy. Teach me your ways. It's pain every day for me.
You deal 4 points of damage to him, and he says, have courage.
Your bardic inspiration. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Give someone bardic if you want.
I should have. Yes. Oh, I'm with my friends and my friends are fighting and all my friends gonna fight real good. I'm fighting my friends and my friends and my fighting. My friend, my friends and I fight real good. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them.
What are we gonna do with you?
That's the chorus. Real good.
I make you laugh? Is it double inspiration?
No.
Oh.
That's a shame.
Who are you giving it to?
Petra.
Petra? Alright. Then it is Petra's turn.
Right, then I'm gonna use my last key point and smack all of them again. We'll try this time. Hopefully with my help of my good friend Noddy.
Definitely hit the woman.
Smack her.
You hit the weedy kid.
Yes.
Yes. You miss Noddy. Not Noddy. You miss Sebastian.
So I got the little shit kid?
Yeah, so you sweep low, knock the female guard to the ground. Mm-hmm. Then you kick her once and... Oh, no, you don't knock her to the ground. You sweep low, she trips, and as she's in the air, you kick her, double like donkey kick her, and yes. then she flies into a window, out the window...
Oh, oh no.
And towards the ground.
What story are we on?
Towards the ground.
You're on like the third story.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. I did not mean to do that. That was not on me.
I feel very pleased.
You grab the weedy little kid's arm, wrench it. You hear a snap.
That one was lethal damage, by the way.
Oh, this is lethal?
Yes.
Oh, cool. You grab the arm. Now I can feel better about what I'm going to describe. Grab the arm, wrench it.
No respect.
You hear a snapping sound, and part of his bone sticks out through his elbow. Mm. He screams in pain. You grab that bone and yank, tearing one of his bones out of his arm. His arm begins to just, like, flop around. He looks like... You remember in Harry Potter, like...
He splings or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, like his arm goes all rubber or whatever. Mm. Imagine that, except there's, like, a line, like, all down his arm. You know, whenever you pick at, some skin at the bed of your nail or whatever, and you're afraid that you're going to tear a line up your finger? That, but with a bone in his arm.
Adam, what? Adam, no!
We didn't do anything to deserve this. We're good people, Adam. God!
The kid looks down at the arm, up at you, and faints.
That's
probably to die momentarily.
Probably for the best. Yeah. Probably for the best.
He doesn't need to see that anymore.
He doesn't need to be aware of this.
God, all he had was courage.
The final guard turns tail and runs. Untouched.
Sebastian.
Sebastian turns tail and runs.
Oh, classic Sebastian behavior.
Cowardly Sebastian. Sebastian's famously do not run. Not a single one has run from a fight with you guys.
Except this one. He'd be ashamed to the other Sebastians.
He brings shame upon the Sebastian name.
Can we, like, I don't know, mark him, tag him? Just so we know if we see him again.
Him,
so no, I just want to know. Can we? Are we going to be able to recognize this Sebastian if we see him again?
Burn his name into our heads.
You reckon you have a decent chance.
Okay. Yeah, cool. Okay, I just want to... Just let us know if we recognize this Sebastian.
I'll see this Sebastian one more time.
Yeah.
Gentleman right. Marty, you can hop out of that suit of armor there. We sorted it out.
He steps off the little platform that the suit of armor is in and says, perhaps I will travel like this.
Oh, well, that's not the worst
idea.
Not
a bad idea. Good
idea, certainly.
I feel real bad about killing that boy. Like,
yes,
I mean, look, the rage took over. Like, he missed my first punch and I got real angry.
Yes, I could say that. Look, we've all done things we're not proud of.
I just ruined him.
In his unconscious state, he cries.
Can I stabilize him?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, does he want to live like this?
You stabilize him.
All right, then.
He's going to live.
That's good, then. Then we're like, all right. Then we leave. Okay.
We'll head...
I'm sure the coward Sebastian...
Marty accidentally crushes his head as he walks past now.
Yeah, we'll head back into the forest.
If only. All right. You get back out into the courtyard. You get back across the bridge. The guard that you left unconscious on the bridge is no longer there. And you...
No stable boy either?
Sorry?
No stable boy either?
No, he's not there either.
That's all right then.
You can see the
wet patch,
the saddle where he was cowering before, but he's not there.
Any horses?
Yeah, probably.
Hmm. Okay. All right, grab one for Marty, and we'll grab our. Do we bring horses to here?
No, you didn't bring them here. No. You walked.
Let's just bring some horses.
Grab some horses. You each grab a horse and ride off into the forest.
Cool.
You make it back. Either you guys remember the way or Marty just tells you the way. He knows. He's snuck out of the castle more than once to go see Robin D. Hood.
Roberta. Classic.
Roberta, sorry. Did you know that Robin is gender neutral?
Fuck you. I'd heard Roberta is more Spanish.
More French, certainly.
I feel like Robin's more French, but whatever.
There we are.
Anyway,
yes.
You make it back to Roberta D. Hood and her merry woman's camp.
Is she there?
No, she hasn't returned yet.
Okay, well, we'll hunker down and
wait her out.
Await her.
Have a bit of rest. A celebration starts kicking off, though. People are happy to have Marty back. He starts, celebrating among them. He's very popular, you know, like, you know, everyone seems to want to come up, shake his hand, talk with him, and he's happy to talk with them.
He's very sociable. Tall drink of water.
He, while you guys are waiting, doesn't buy you a drink because he doesn't need to. The friar is giving them out for free. But he certainly takes each one of you a drink and thanks you all individually.
Thank you very much.
No worry,
Marty. Very polite.
Yes, I'm very polite back to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He kisses each of you on both cheeks.
Oh, I blush.
Oh, that's very kind.
This is very sweet of him. I understand this is custom.
Eventually, you're not waiting for too long when little Joan, reverted to hood, and her merry woman return to the camp. And then the festivities kick off proper. Everyone's very happy. The lovers greet each other with a passionate kiss.
Isn't that just absolutely beautiful?
That's the sweetest thing you've ever
seen. It reminds me of my second husband before, you know, everything that happened.
All the troubles, yes.
All right. And you guys celebrate through the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roberta promises to take you tomorrow to Blue Beach. Maybe you tell her that you need to be there at X time or whatever.
Yeah.
And she says that she can assure that you'll get there.
Wonderful.
Do we know anyone, like any of the mage users, any like magic users that might be able to help us with this?
The friar, the priestess, is a magic user.
Maybe try and maybe ask her if she maybe knows anything about this kind of magic on the note.
Map. Oh, the note. It was on the note, wasn't it?
Yes.
See if she can shake it.
She shakes her head. I'm sorry, but this magic is beyond me.
That's all right. Ask Roberta Hood, because she's a bit of a thief, a bit of a scoundrel, if maybe any kind of coded messages that we're missing on the things.
Roberta gives it a look over and says, "It is quite curious. If you don't tell her about the invisible ink," she points it out to you. Mm. She says, "I do not know what this is about, but it is quite curious. Certainly there is some evil afoot among the lords and ladies of this land."
That's what we're thinking. Yeah, yes, I think the queen's life might be in danger.
I am no friend to them, so I am glad to help you in your endeavors.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Can you tell her kind of about the conspiracy?
Yeah, absolutely.
She gets like a very
detail.
Dark expression. She's like, "This is very important. I'm glad that we met. It is perhaps destinies that we met."
Oh, I believe so.
That's very nice.
I can assure you that I will guard you and your note with my life. And should you fail, I promise that I will take up the cause for you.
Oh, you are too kind. You are too
very
kind.
Sweet. Lovely woman. Should we show her the map?
Yes, we show her the map as well.
Here's the map. I lift up my shirt and say, "Here's the map," and then turn around and say, "Here's the map."
We tried a couple of different options. They weren't all great. But here's the actual map.
Thank you.
But, like, you know, how good are those abs?
Yeah, oh my goodness, tell you what.
I know the location. Particular stretch of beach, it is a place that the queen likes to visit sometimes. She goes there to think. It's an isolated part place.
Do you reckon we stumbled upon, like, an assassination attempt?
I think we might very well have, but I would happily give my life for the queen.
If I wished to do harm to the queen, I would attack her while she was here.
Oh, we must check in. That is sinister.
For love and for queen.
For love and for queen.
For love and for queen. I feel very tense about this. Perhaps I will wake you up very early tomorrow morning and we will ride as soon as day breaks.
Sounds like an excellent plan.
Yes.
I'm just going to have I'll go to sleep as pretty much after that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Roberta, like, kind of almost ends the festivities for herself at least.
Cool.
That's fair enough. Focused and sober in the morning.
Yes, sleep well enough through the night. Eventually, the party dies down. Sometime before morning, each of you awaken in turn, though, by a figure standing over you, a large figure shaking you. It's a little Joanne. She whispers in you, "You must get up. The sheriff and his men are closing in upon our position."
Oh, no. I get up.
Oh, no.
Goodness.
This is not great. This is not great at all.
Okay, let's get ready.
You will be traveling with Roberta. Everyone else will be staying behind. We will help you escape.
Thank you very much.
You've
been so kind.
Just absolutely lovely hosts.
Let's find Roberta.
Joan says there are horses for you waiting outside your tent. One more thing. I wish to apologize for my behavior on the bridge.
Well, it's all right.
You were just doing your job. You were just doing your job.
You didn't know who we were. We didn't know who you were. It was a bit of a tense, you know, lack of breaking in communication.
We didn't talk.
What if we had been scandals?
Exactly.
What if we had been scandals?
No. Never apologize.
These things. And you know what? Here's 5 gold, just for me, because you know
what? I do not need your money.
Are you sure? Because I just want to donate to the cause.
She gets a pained expression and she says, I do not think I will be needing money.
All right. Is this our last stand, is it?
Perhaps. We will be covering both you and the escape of our innocents. Right. Marty and Aussie non-combatants.
Anything we can do to help that?
Yes.
I just don't like to see any...
Other than staying behind, which could put your mission in jeopardy. There is nothing much you could do.
I feel real bad for this one. I mean...
I tug at my collar.
Hey, look, you're doing so good for this world and doing so good for Blue Beach.
She puts like a hand underneath your chin to lift your head up. Keep your head up. Keep your spirits up. You will need them in the days to come.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, this one.
You're wonderful. So wonderful kind. People. Wonderful people.
So kind.
So kind. Go in for a hug.
Yeah.
She hugs back.
We'll have a hug in the tent.
Yes.
A kind of weird crouch hug.
Back down, quickly. You must go. Quickly. Right.
We'll jump
the
on our
sheriff's
horses.
Men approach.
We wish you. Right. We wish you all the luck in the world.
We the moose.
You climb outside the tent. There, Roberta de Hood is saddling the horses for you guys. She's in quite a hurry as well. She says, quickly, onto the horses. There's no time to waste.
We'll clamber aboard.
All right. She climbs up as well. She says, you must follow me. Keep your heads down. And no matter what you hear, no matter what you see, follow me. Only follow me.
All right. You're asking quite a lot of us. I do want to protect these people. But you know what? We have a mission at stake.
Yep. You've got to make tough decisions sometimes in this. For love and for coin.
You ride off into the sunrise. Behind you, you hear the sounds of a commotion and a battle begins. Around you, at some point, you hear the sounds of heavy grunting or maybe even sometimes combat. And every now and then you hear someone yell, you stop in the name of the sheriff. But you ride through all of that. Oh, once or twice, maybe even someone reaches out and grabs you or your horse, but you just power through. And it's all behind you eventually.
Those poor merry women.
That hurt.
Wish them luck.
With one hand I give, with the other I take.
No, I guess, you know, my ideal is for the greater good. And
yeah, look.
Hey, get a point of inspiration.
Yes. My ideal is, what the fuck's my ideal?
My ideal is, if I ever meet a Roberta de Hood, I will protect her people.
She. No.
Jackson, what?
How did you know?
Is Jackson psychic? Find out next time on The Last Queen of Blue Beach, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.